It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Samuel Mace of Smyrna, Delaware. I said, name a fruit in one word, drop the last two letters, and the remaining letters can be rearranged to name two other fruits. What are they? The answer is pomegranate. Drop the T and E. You can rearrange the rest of the letters to spell pear and mango.
Okay. Our puzzle winner this week is Carol Baldoff of Columbus, Ohio. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably at least 10 to 15 years. I was first introduced to puzzle by my sister, Sue, who lives in Massachusetts. And she's been playing since the postcard days.
But she's never won?
She has never won. That is correct. And yeah, that's hard.
She's shaking her fist at the radio right now.
Yes, right now.
She may well be. Yes.
So I got to ask you, Carol, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready to play the puzzle, and I will graciously accept both of your help.
Of course. Okay, so take it away, Will.
All right, Carol and Aisha, I'm going to give you some five-letter words. For each one, add a certain letter of the alphabet twice without rearranging the other letters to make a common seven-letter word. For example, if I said eaten, E-A-T-E-N, and add two H's, you would say heathen, because the letters E-A-T-E-N stay in order and you've inserted or added two H's.
Okay.
Here's number one, verge, V-E-R-G-E. And add two A's.
Average.
Average is it. Number two is alloy, A-L-L-O-Y. Add two B's.
Ball boy?
Ball boy is it, as in tennis. Raked, R-A-K-E-D. C.
Cracked.
Cracked, you got it. Ivies, I-V-I-E-S. D.
Divides.
Divides, gland, G-L-A-N-D, add two E's.
That's not quite coming to me yet.
Here's your hint. It's a past tense verb.
Well, something, glean.
Gleaned, you got it.
Oh.
Here's your next one, stain, S-T-A-I-N-G.
Staging.
Staging is it. Unfed, U-N-F-E-D-I.
Unified.
Uh-huh. Icing, I-C-I-N-G, K.
Kicking.
Kicking is it. Wordy, W-O-R-D-Y, L.
Worldly.
Uh-huh. Later, L-A-T-E-R, N.
Lantern.
Uh-huh. Minus, M-I-N-U-S. Oh.
Ominous.
That's right. Fogey, F-O-G-E-Y, R.
Forgery.
That's right. And your last one is exile, E-X-I-L-E-T.
Textile.
Nice job.
Ooh, oh my goodness. I'm glad you got that because I was writing it down, and when you said it, I got it.
Well, then we worked well together.
Yeah, I'm glad you did not need a lot of help with this. But how do you feel?
I feel very fulfilled and a little guilty because I'm going to have to call my sister. So.
Well, don't feel too bad about it. Maybe you can share some of your winnings with her. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Carol, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WOSU 89.7.
That's Carol Baldoff of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you both. It's been a real treat.
So, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. You'll remember he had the challenge 2 weeks ago in which memorial could be rearranged to spell Lima and Rome. Well, this time, name a food item you might order at a fast food restaurant, the first, second, and last letters in order, name another food item. Remove those letters, and the remaining letters spelled backward, name yet another food item. What foods are these? So again, a food item you might order at a fast food restaurant. The first, second, and last letters in order, name another food item. Remove those letters, and the remaining letters spelled backward, name yet another food item. What foods are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.